Time now to get some tips on how best we can get a lot of goodness out of our lawns, particularly in spring and also in the summer times. And joining us from Lee Rowan's Garden Worlds, we have Gavin, who's got some fantastic tips for us on the show. We're here this afternoon. Gavin, nice to talk to you, mate.
We do. You too. I was going to say it's a lovely afternoon. It was yesterday. Not so crash hot when you look out the window now, though.
No, it's certainly changing, and you are right. I was actually out yesterday and the day before, because I had a couple of days off, Gavin, and I was out there painting my picket fence for the last couple of days. Now, have you ever painted a picket fence before?
That's a big job, yes.
It's a huge job, and the only problem is that I now need a couple of new knees. I need a couple.
Yeah.
My back is certainly hurting, and my hips are not all that great as well. So,
I bet.
Just a word of advice, mate. Whatever you do, don't get yourself a picket fence.
Or, well, I guess you're probably not going to want to get out and renovate the lawn then.
Or alternatively, get a bloke with a white hat to go and paint your picket fence. That's what I'm going to do next time.
That's got all the time in the world.
Indeed,
that's what you need.
All right, now we're here to talk about your lawn.
And
as we know, the last few months with lawns over winter periods and all that sort of stuff, although I would say that this year's been probably a little bit different because we've had a lot of rain over the winter period, haven't we?
That's exactly right. And one of the biggest problems when you get that is, of course, you get every weed under the sun come in with that. And as well as that, when the ground finally dries out, it tends to go rather hard. So we're telling everybody this year, the first job, and there's three things you should always do when you're renovating your lawn. The first one is to weed what you don't want. There is no point going to all that trouble to put a lot of good things into the lawn when you've got a whole lot of things in there that you really don't want. So my advice is the first thing you always do is weed the lawn and get rid of all those nasties that have flown in through the winter.
Okay, now when you say weed the lawn, right, there's obviously a whole stack of things you can do that. There's a lot of products on the market and whatever the case may be. So what do you suggest? How do we go about this?
Okay, well, my favourite is one called Buffalo Master, which is a relatively new one out. Comes in different sizes and also a hose on for those people that just want to put something on the end of the hose.
Yes.
And also a very good product that's been around forever called Bin Dye. Now, Bin Dye, of course, just doesn't do bin dyes. It does all sorts of clovers and oxalis and all sorts of things. So they're my two favourites, is to get those onto the lawn, wait at least a week. Now, the thing with most weed killers and the people go wrong is that A, you need as much foliage as possible for that poison to be sucked in. So there's no point in going out and doing a lovely job of mowing the lawn and then running out the next day and spraying it because, of course, they've cut off all the foliage. Same respect, there's no point in spraying all that foliage and then running out there and mowing it the day after because then you've cut it off before it gets a chance to go down to the roots. So my advice to people is wait at least 7 days beforehand and then 7 days after. And they're my two favourite products. Now, the reason for that is because there's an awful lot of people out there that have got buffalo lawns. You know, the wonderful Sir Walter Buffalo and the other varieties. It's a biggest part of our lawns at the moment. And you do have to be careful what you use on them. You know, there's a lot of people that cheat a little bit and go for the weed and feed. Well, you know, it's always better to weed and then feed separately.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, actually, because I know a lot of people that I hang around. I know a lot of people that I hang around that do use the weed and feed product. So you feel as though what you need to do first is to weed your lawn first, okay?
Yes.
And then so once you weed it, how long before you feed it?
Generally, any more than about a fortnight afterwards.
Okay, so weed first.
Yeah. Definitely weed first with one of those products. Whether you want to use a hose on or a concentrate in a little sprayer, get that on first. do a good job of that. Wait at least a week before you mow it, and that's your weeding then done. That gets rid of the things that you don't want. Then you can turn around and improve the stuff that's left that you do want to encourage. Now, this year, probably a little bit different to others, I've been telling everybody to aerate. Now, the reason for that is because, of course, with all this wet weather that we had in the lead up to winter, the ground has got very saturated full of water. Now, when that dries, it tends to go hard and it tends to compact. So the one thing you want to do this year is make sure that you get either hire an aerator, you know, the rollers with the spikes on it, or get those slip-on attachments to your shoes that have got the spikes on it.
Yep.
And get some holes and aeration into that, because when you go to top dress, which of course would be the third thing you do, there's no point putting really good top dressing on top of hard soil, because the two are never going to bind together. So that would be my next step, would be to aerate the areas, especially those areas that have had water sitting on them for some time through the cooler months, because it hasn't dried out very quick.
Yeah, we've had stacks and stacks of rain over this winter period.
Yes.
So it stands to reason, doesn't it?
It does. I've had a lot of people come into the store and show me photos of bare areas, and they're trying to encourage the lawn to grow over the top of them. Well, lawn just doesn't want to grow on top of hard soil. So I've been telling everybody the same thing, even for little areas, buy yourself a bag of the good top dressing, but in the meantime, fork some holes into it, or get some holes into those little patches to encourage the two to join together, which then, of course, encourages the lawn to take over those bare patches.
Yeah.
Very, very important this year. And then, of course, the third thing is to either A, just fertilise with a very good lawn food. You know, there's one that the people that supply us with all the turf, the lawn solutions people, have a fabulous lawn fertiliser that does all their Sir Walters, their Tiff Tuff, which is a type of cooch, all their different type of turf. You use that on them and it's very, very good. But for those people that have got a lot of hard areas that need to aerate to encourage that lawn to grow over, you would then top dress. Now, there's different ways you can go about that. You can just get topsoil and add fertilizer, or you can do what we've done here at Lee Rowan's and get a fantastic rocket top dressing, which really does that to the lawn. It makes it grow like a rocket. Now, the one thing I would always tell everybody to do is when you're going to top dress the lawn, make sure you take it down a couple of notches before you mow it, before you top dress it, when you do mow it, so that, of course, you don't get all that foliage bend over when you're putting top dressing on.
Okay. Well, this is a real educational segment, because I'm learning a lot of stuff here, and I'm going to be making
sure I certainly
put this into practice when I go home. Because at the moment my lawn certainly does need a little bit of work. So
most people's do. So
yeah.
Now, you're not going to top dress every single year.
No.
Otherwise, because your top dressing is generally about 15 mil, or to go in the old scale, about a half an inch is what they used to always work on. Now, obviously, if you did that every year for 10 or 15 years, you're going to end up getting higher and higher and higher. So I'm not encouraging to do it every year, maybe every second or third, but pick those years like this year where a really good top dressing will make a huge difference when you're starting off with something that's come out of winter so poorly. So half an inch over the whole lot, give it a mow before you put it on, couple of notches down on normal so that you don't get all that foliage just bend over when you put the top dressing on, and then just give it a nice, even top dressing over the top of it. And, I'll guarantee you will have a huge difference in a couple of weeks down the track.
Sounds good.
Now, this rocket top dressing, I mean, it's got a bit of a whiff about it when it's dried.
Most have.
There's no two ways about that. Yeah, yeah. But it's like a good cough mixture. If it tastes horrible, it usually works better.
Yeah, exactly right. So, now
there it's got a bit of a smell to it, it'll usually work better.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
a
fair
good
enough.
Water over the top of it will keep your neighbours happy anyway.
Okay, so the process is you weed and you
That's
feed.
That's right.
You
weed it.
You feed
then
it. Then
this year, of course, as I said, very important to aerate those bare areas.
Yes.
So that when you do put the rocket top dressing on, it then binds with the soil underneath it. And that, I'll guarantee you, will really encourage those lawns to grow back over the top of it and cover up those bare areas. And you should, with no problem at all, have a lovely lawn very soon after.
Rightio. Now, before you do go, I just want to ask you about, and you did touch on it during our chat, is the mowing process, okay?
Yes.
So how short or how long should we mow our lawn?
Well, generally, look, that's a hard one because it really depends on the lawn.
Yeah.
Some lawns, like, for example, Buffalo, like to be quite a bit higher. And if you can imagine like a shag pile carpet, that's how they prefer to be. So you would go up a few notches.
Yes.
Whereas, say, something like a bowling green,
yeah,
they do theirs really, really low. So it really does depend on the type of lawn that you do have.
Okay. Yeah.
But the most important thing is, as I said, when you do weed spray it to start with, make sure that you leave it at least a week before and then leave it at least a week after for that product to work. And then when you do your top dressing, take it down just a couple of notches less than what you normally would for that type of lawn.
Fair enough. It all sounds fantastic. And if you follow this, you'll be guaranteed that this year you'll have one of the best lawns in your street.
It will make a huge difference to it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. All right.
And we're encouraging everybody this year, out of all the years, this is the one year where you would really want to do it to make the biggest difference.
Indeed. All right, Gavin, well, thank you very much for your tips on reviving our lawn after winter. We really appreciate that, and I would guarantee to you that I will have a lawn like the SCG very shortly, mate.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. All right, mate, good to talk to you, and we'll have a chat to you again next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
There he is, Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World, giving us some tips there on reviving our lawn after winter.